MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is Single Track Samurai calling from home. The ride's done. 7 days, 7 hours, 7 minutes. Well, last I left off with you guys, I was leaving Dalton bright and early to go conquer the snake. And I've ridden the snake several times on my own and then twice while en route. And every time, the snake has flatted my tires and cut my sidewalls and been an all-around mean and vindictive trail. This time was no different. A few miles from Pocket Road, I flatted out completely, tubes patched and failed and sidewall not holding. So I decided to get off route, head towards the closest town to find a solution. Managed to hitch a ride. Long story short, I was able to reseat the tubeless with a floor pump, patch the sidewall cut from the inside with a tire boot and a lot of glue and a very clean surface. I also took the extra tube I had in the creek and found all the holes and patched them. And then the next day got up and just attacked the rest of the route and buttoned it up. Beautiful route. Dave Muse is a genius. The additions at the finish by other collaborators are genius. The road riding is dangerous. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about that. I almost got hit by a car. That would have been a sad headline. I don't know what we can do about that. It's really just people. I had my lights blazing, so they saw me. They just really shitty drivers. What are you going to do? You know, it's just like an epidemic. There's nothing you can do. People just fucking suck. I mean, I had my lights blazing. Any time on this route that I felt I was in danger from vehicle traffic, and man, I had oncoming motorcycles, oncoming Jeeps, oncoming trucks. I blazed my lights, and I felt proud about that, and that's kind of like the policy I'm going to push going forward in my events. If you feel like there's vehicular danger, blaze your lights. And I followed my own rule, but I mean, I still had a couple close calls. It's just, there's not much you can do, I guess, but stay off roads, and in some cases you can't. Regardless, the route was beautiful, magnificent, amazing. What a wonderful time. I definitely recommend it to all the guys who went out there and rode their hearts out. Congrats. And to all the folks that decided to tour the route and enjoy every minute of it, congrats. And just remember, whether you're riding your heart out or whether you're touring the route, you're still covering the same amount of mileage. So whatever you choose to do, make sure you're having fun. Because if you're out there and you're riding as fast and as hard as you can and you don't see any of the beauty and you don't have any fun, then what's the point? If you're going to ride as hard as you can, you better have fun. And if you're going to take your time, you better have fun. One way or another, you better enjoy your time out there, because at the end of the day, there's not a lot of people that get to do what we do and see what we see and live off the bike like we get to live off the bike. And TNGA done. And I loved every minute of it. Thanks. See you guys next time. Bye.